Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know Steve Dale. Steve Dale is joining us. He's our pet expert and host of Steve Dale's Pet World because the Seresto flea collar has everybody talking. Yeah. Even Congress was involved in this. So Seresto flea and tick collars are recalled because there is research showing that this $70 device poses risks to pets and their owners. The findings link the collar to 100,000 incidents and 2,500 pet deaths. Tell you what, if I lose a dog or a cat because of a flea collar, I'd take it to Congress, too.
I would, too. And I can't imagine anything being more heartbreaking than that. This is a complicated story, though. It's not just looking at the number of incidents. Although it's interesting that the U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Reform really blamed the EPA and said in Canada what they did is they banned these several years ago. You could have, and they suggested, perhaps should have, done that here. But when you look at the exact science of what's in these collars, it shouldn't be doing this. And the company says that, hey, this product is just fine. Okay, so what is the problem? Part of the problem may be, and I believe you received a text about this, and I haven't even written about this yet, but it's absolutely right that it's conceivable a good percent, whatever that is, of these incidents, including deaths, may have been from counterfeit products. So people order online, and even some of these counterfeit products, not only Seresto flea and tick collars, but other products as well, make it in the pet stores. And it looks like the real thing. But if you look very closely, it isn't necessarily the real thing. They're from typically China. And who knows what's in them that causes these problems. Having said that, in my opinion, there are so many flea and tick products out there that are efficacious that your veterinarian can recommend. I particularly like the isoxazoline products, which is the new, I know it's a fancy. So those are the newer spot-on products.
Yeah, you put it between their shoulder blades, maybe all the way down to their tail.
Yep. They are really safe and really effective. You want to make sure of a couple things, though. First of all, and I know you live in a place where you understand this maybe better than I, you need to protect your pet.
I do, from ticks, not necessarily fleas, although people tell
me fleas too.
In the farm area, they said that they are encountering a lot of dogs and cats with fleas. But for ticks, I have a dog with Lyme disease. I pulled 3 ticks off myself last week. Mm-hmm. And so I've got to protect the dogs. And I do use that spot-on treatment.
So there is an epidemic in America that's been going on for years now of ticks. More ticks than ever before in more places, and they're expanding. Name the tick species. The brown dog tick. It was right over there. I'm holding my hands like in the northeastern part of the U.S. You could see that. Now I'm holding it through half the U.S., and it is expanding for every species of ticks. And we have some new ticks that have come over, welcome, from other countries that are causing problems too. Ticks, where there are ticks, they do spread to people and dogs. Tick disease. Now, you're not going to get tick disease from your dog. Your dog's not going to get it from you, but neither one of you want it. And we can do a better job of protecting our pets, arguably, than we can ourselves regarding ticks. Fleas you don't want either. They're gross, for one thing. Mm-hmm. But if you have fleas on your dog, unless everyone in the house is protected and the dog comes in with just 2 fleas and one of them is pregnant, you're going to have a problem, because if you have cats that are indoor-only cats, those cats are going to be bitten by fleas, and you will be bitten by fleas as well. I was talking to someone about just this thing who has a little baby in the house. I said, you need to protect your dog, not only for your dog's sake, but your baby's sake as well as your own sake.
So here's the deal. If you have a Seresto flea and tick collar, they are recalled. Get rid of them. Return them. Do not use them. And the lesson to be learned is if you order that stuff off of Amazon, you better know what company that you're buying from and read everything very closely.
Indeed, indeed. And the second lesson is talk to your veterinarian about the right product for you. You go to a pet store, and here's what happens. At that pet store, you may be, oh, that's on sale. I want that. Or it's all natural. That sounds good, but it may not be effective. Or it has a picture of a Cocker Spaniel, and you have a Cocker Spaniel. Mm-hmm. So you're, or I could just reach that one, but that one's way up there. I can't reach it. So talking with your veterinarian about the right product for where you happen to live. Not all ticks are in all places. And what your lifestyle is, for example, if you travel with your dog, that is exceedingly important, not to mention some of the products, for example, the spot-on products. For some people, they're hard to apply. And you want to be sure not to put a dog product on a cat because that will literally kill a cat.
Exactly. It says very clearly that, you know, when I put this product on my dogs, I have to keep my cats away from them for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
Right. Okay. We'll talk more about that and a few other pet issues. If you've got a question, Steve Dale is in the studio. And we'll also tell you about Big Love that is happening this weekend because big dogs need love too. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
Summertime, summertime.
You can sing along to this one, Steve. Go ahead.
I don't want to lose you. Your ratings are really good. I don't want to change that.
Oh, summertime is here. And we're getting a break from the humidity. Weather's beautiful, but the 90s are coming back next week. And Steve, you know, writes a lot about animals. We talked about Toyota's new technology that is coming out that will detect if you leave a dog in your car.
Which I love because you know what? No matter how often, how many years have I talked about this?
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave your dogs in hot cars. People still do.
And I know.
The good news is people are taking their dogs more places with them. I like that. But so in 2021 through this year, 60 dogs that we know of have died in hot cars. So those are deaths that didn't have to happen.
And 38 children a year.
I know. It's incredible.
Stunning. 618 said, hey, I have a Seresto collar on my dog right now, and it's really the only thing that has worked for my pets to keep the fleas away.
No.
If the collar has been on for a couple weeks now and she's not sick, is it safe to leave it on? Would you ask Steve and tell him I think he's awesome?
Thank you for the kind words. However, I would think twice about it. So go to my website or just a appropriate website, whatever that is, to read a story about it. Think about it and contact your veterinarian. Listen, in theory, there should be nothing wrong with these collars, but something is going on. Now, part of that story might be the counterfeit products that are really out there. But how many of these instances were counterfeit? Are they the majority? I have no idea.
Right.
And I don't think anybody does.
Well, it's stunning because when Congress actually forms a subcommittee and has a hearing about a pet issue, it's a big issue.
Yeah, and we're talking about a lot of pets here. And I love the fact that pets increasingly are being taken seriously, and I know you feel that way as well.
Absolutely. So Big Love is happening this weekend.
So what is that? Is that legal? Is that a concert where people smoke funny things?
No, big boys and big girls need homes too. So Paw Chicago, you know I serve on their board of directors. Tomorrow they have an event called Big Love. So they waive the adoption fees for any dog over 40 pounds. And it's a good way. So, no, we don't want you, if you have a small apartment in Chicago, to go, oh, I could get this dog and there's no adoption fees. I mean.
Well, maybe. You know, I'm sorry to do.
You're right.
The big dogs need less exercise, actually. And if it's a 5-year-old big dog, you're saving a life of a dog that's middle-aged for a large dog. And that's one. They don't need a ton of exercise.
I think everybody needs exercise.
Well,
but
sure.
We do have good parks in the city, and I do see people walking really big dogs. And I think,
of course,
I'm just so used to living in the burbs or living on a farm part of the time. And if you have the room for many big dogs, and that's normally where you see the big ones.
Actually, and I have a small dog. I have a Chihuahua mix, so don't yell at me, friends. Chihuahua Terrier. But my Chihuahua Terrier overall is more likely to go yip, 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 at the door than a middle-sized or very large dog.
Yeah.
If they go ruff, it's just one ruff, and that's it.
So the Seresto flea collars, here's the deal. There have only been 17 incidents reports for every 10,000 collars sold, but the fact of the matter is the findings link the collar to 100,000 incidents and 2,500 pet deaths. And so to the question that was texted in, if there was any risk of my dog dying because I had the collar on, I would search for another way. So,
and there are other ways that really do work and that are easy to use.
Okay. And what do you've got coming up? You're gonna be hosting something.
Yeah, right? I'm excited about this. Dr. Mark Beckoff is an ethologist, researcher, a professor emeritus of ecology and of evolutionary biology. He's a fancy guy. He's written a lot of books, collaborated with Dr. Jane Goodall in many of those books. He's brilliant. And he wrote a book, and I wonder what you think about this. A Dog's World, Imagining the Lives of Dogs in a World Without Humans. So if we all disappeared, poof, we're all gone. And I hope that isn't soon because I'm booked. But if that happens, would dogs survive? That's what they postulate and think about. And I will be talking in a Facebook Live event with Dr. Beckoff at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. So that's 7 o'clock our time in Chicago on June 22nd. Just go to the Human Animal Bond Association. I serve on their board. Human Animal Bond Association Facebook page, June 22nd at 7 o'clock. And you can join in and participate. And I'll ask Dr. Beckoff some questions yourself. He has written, I think he writes a book every day. I don't know how he does it.
Can you get me an introduction with Jane Goodall, please?
I've been fortunate to talk to her a couple of times. And if I have that opportunity again, I would be so thrilled. I will be talking to Birute Geldikas soon. So there are three researchers that Louis Leakey said study the primates. And he said to all three, and all three are women, on purpose. He felt women would stick with it and men would not, incidentally. And they are Dr. Diane Fossey, who Gorillas in the Mist. She was killed, of course. Dr. Jane Goodall, who we know. But the orangutan lady, so Goodall, chimpanzees, Fossey, gorillas. The orangutan lady, Dr. Birute Geldikas. Sounds like a condition, not a name, but it is her name. She's from Belgium, I believe, originally. She, for decades, and still goes back to Borneo to do her thing, to study orangutans. And I studied orangutans, actually, in Borneo for a while, and somehow she remembers me. So every once in a while, I have her on the radio. I think August is Orangutan Awareness Month, and it ought to be. They are disappearing.
Oh, man. Okay, back to ticks real quick.
Not orangutans.
No. There is, we were talking about deer ticks, and there is a video you should check out because it's a video that popped up on my feed, and you're like, what? It's one of those animal videos that John Landecker will be talking about. But there is a deer in the front yard, and the sprinkler goes off and causes the deer to panic, and the deer jumps through a glass window into the house, immediately jumps back out of the house and seems unharmed and takes off. But it's one of those things like, what is happening? And I can only hope that it's okay. But about deer ticks, if you live in an area where there are a lot of deer, these are the ticks that cause Lyme disease.
Indeed.
And so would you say there is no natural way to keep ticks off of your dog?
Correct.
Okay.
There are some things you could do to help. I mean, ticks like hedges, and they kind of will glide from the hedge onto the dog. They want a 3-foot high vantage point, if you will, or 2-foot high. So clearing your backyard of that space can help, but that in of itself isn't going to do the trick. So what you need is protection for your dog. And if you're exposed all the time, particularly to deer ticks. So the good news is, I said, and it's true, we can do more to protect our dogs. There's a vaccine for Lyme for dogs. I happen to know for people there will be fairly soon, within the next couple of years. But for dogs, it's there now. It's safe and it's appropriate. Listen, if you never go outside where there are ticks, you live in a high rise, you're only in the city, although studies have been done in Central Park in New York, Lincoln Park in Chicago. And both of those cases, there are deer ticks here too. Animals here are getting Lyme.
Okay, so check out your website. Tell everybody where to go.
What? SteveDale.tv. SteveDale.tv.
And talk to your vet about prevention of ticks and fleas.
Protect, yes. But think twice about what you want to use.
And get rid of the Seresto flower collar. It's been recalled. Steve has your news. The other Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, coming up next.